This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with three episodes of the podcast you may have missed with stories from our latest best-selling books about cats and dogs.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with a little Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration for you from one of our latest bestsellers, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. Today, I'm going to share two stories about cats that are so chill and zen and gentle that they wouldn't hurt a fly or a mouse. These are not your typical cat tales. In our first story, which is called Zen Master, Garrett Bauman tells us about his cat Snickers, who could teach us all a lesson on how to meditate. Snickers is the master of relaxing into a cushion and closing his eyes. When the front door slams, he doesn't react. If a vacuum roars in the next room, he doesn't freak out. He just walks away calmly. Snickers won't play with toys either. Garrett's wife buys toys for him. Furry mice on strings that she drags past him, mice that squeak, even mice filled with catnip. She gets nothing. Snickers keeps on meditating. Where did this cool cat come from? He was a stray. Garrett found him one morning standing by the porch that he was building. He hung around the house for a few days, but was too zen to bother to eat the food that Garrett offered him. But then a week later, he calmly followed Garrett into the house and then never left. Snickers has been with Garrett and his wife for years now, always cool, calm, and collected. And then, finally, something happened. Garrett reports that recently a live gray mouse appeared in their living room. Snickers was on the couch, of course, but he actually perked up. He slithered down to the floor and belly crawled over to the mouse. He looked like a cat stalking its prey. Garrett was amazed. This was something very new for Snickers. But it appeared the mouse knew something that Garrett didn't, because it just sat there looking at the cat. Snickers crept closer and closer, and Garrett and his wife feared there would be a bloodbath. But then Snickers wagged his tail. The mouse approached him and looked in his eyes, and then Snickers lay down and relaxed right there in front of the mouse, too lethargic to even continue wagging his tail. "Oh, this is unbelievable," said Garrett. He went to the closet, got an empty tennis ball container, and walked over to the new pals. Then he put the empty plastic container over the mouse. "Can't you be a cat for once?" he said to Snickers. Garrett slipped a piece of cardboard under the open end of the can so the mouse had to hop on it, and then he turned over the tennis ball container and headed to the door. "I'm going to take the mouse to the park," he told his wife. "Somebody here has to be the cat." Monica Anderman had a mouse too. She figured it out when they found a little hole in a bag of flour in her pantry. But her husband thought that maybe it was their cat Sammy who had gotten into the cupboard, so she let it rest. Sammy was an orange tabby they had picked out at the shelter, and he was a real sweetheart, always ready to hang out with them. But Sammy had started to ignore them and behave oddly. He was glued to the front of that pantry door. One night, Monica found him sitting on top of the stove, his head pressed up against the wall. On another occasion, she found him with his paw stretched underneath the refrigerator. Sure enough, there was a mouse. And one night, Monica heard Sammy running, apparently chasing something. He cornered that little kitchen mouse under the bathroom radiator after it chased throughout the house. Monica didn't want to go anywhere near that mouse, but she was also afraid that Sammy might hurt him. So after a while, she got up her courage and went back to deal with the little critter. She was pretty sure that he was dead now, because after all, Sammy was a cat. But when she crept into the bathroom, there was Sammy, nose to nose with the mouse. He looked like he was kissing him. Monica told Sammy that she needed his help. She held open a plastic bag, and Sammy gently nudged the mouse into it. Then Monica took the mouse down the block and let him out. Back at the house, she found Sammy, the gentle warrior, looking quite proud of himself. I'm Amy Newmark, and you've been listening to the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Thank you for joining me today. If you want to learn more about our new books and everything else going on at Chicken Soup for the Soul, join the more than 2 million people who follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And go to chickensoup.com and click on the podcast button to learn more about this new bestseller, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Magic of Cats. Pick up a copy at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or wherever else you like to get your books. And I have to tell you what we do with our cat books and our dog books. We make sure to feature lots of rescued cats and dogs, particularly black ones and senior ones, because they're the types that are often left behind in the shelters. And we're donating royalties from the book to American Humane to support their wonderful humanitarian work on behalf of cats and dogs in shelters, and also during natural disasters such as hurricanes and wildfires. I'll be sharing lots more stories from this book and also dog stories from our new dog book over the rest of the summer. So subscribe to the podcast for more tales about the magic of cats and dogs.